says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
I think I've seen many Paul things these old
boys can't do.
In Maryland here from...
Yeah, Paul Front here.
My perch here in North Dakota. Hi, Paul. I'll bet it's warm. It must be warming up there because it's sure warming up here.
Well, that's good. It's a little bit above freezing today, although it was pretty cold yesterday and the day before. But yes, and the days are getting longer, and I think maybe spring is maybe not too far away.
Yeah. It's in the within the 40s here in North Dakota, in the 60s in Minneapolis. So, my goodness. George, how are things your neck of the woods?
George is most impressed looking at the storm raging in Southern California. And the center of the storm is actually south of San Francisco. And even Camp Pendleton's been looking at forecast for 6 inches of rain between Chula Vista and Escondido.
Well, as long as it stays south of Sacramento or south of Bakersfield, Oroville should be okay, but
there's a big old storm, and well, it's good that the drought's coming to an end. There hasn't been a storm like that in 16 or 17 years.
Wow. Well, 6 inches of rain, folks, the Oroville Reservoir could not handle that. Because that wouldn't be 6 inches rise for that reservoir. That'd be 6 feet or more. So a lot more. So, well, Sally Forth here with our Friday program on February the 17th, 2017. This is the Trump phenomenon, and we've got a good 24 hours of Trump phenomenon to report to you. All of it good. I don't have any bad news to report on the Trump front. And we invite you to.
Well, Jim, I can't help chiming in that, you know, yeah. My God, the gloom and doom stuff is. Well, gotta get a grip. You know, something that we all learned. Maybe they said so in the Birch days, but I certainly remember a storm front flyer I saw once repeated in the First Freedom that if you're a real American, 95% of all the people you know are either complete fools, complete cowards, or both. So I already get to read an article called Trump Presidency RIP. I'm willing to bet, and I hope there's betting men out there who want to tell me that the Trump presidency is RIP. Well, I would make a substantial bet.
Well, that's why I was chuckling, because I was folks, this is your chance to, you know, make your contribution and call in and speak with the distinguished Paul Fromm and the distinguished George in Maryland and the trying to act distinguished Kelso here at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And along the lines that George was speaking, if I could make sort of a global appeal, these really are good times. This really is a wonderful moment. And there's so many great things that you could pick. I'm just, you know, making a suggestion here from the Peanut Gallery. As you contemplate something that you'd like to share with America and the world and your fellow patriots, look around at the headlines you see today and things you may have seen. There might be something good that you you know, you want to share. Now, and I don't want to sound cynical here, because most of our callers do, in fact, come up with great stuff. But the at this particular moment, we're now, it's 28 days in, we're 4 weeks in to the Trump presidency, and we're going to get an address today. Donald Trump sums up his first 4 weeks, and we'll also do a, we'll hear a summation from Ann Coulter, who contrasts the Donald Trump's first 4 weeks as one man with everything that the entire Republican Congress has done. And she finds that the Republican Congress has done nothing, absolutely nothing. Well, they've done some bad things, actually. They've been carping at Donald Trump. But Donald Trump has surpassed them manyfold in his accomplishments in his first 4 weeks. So anyway, you got your chance. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
That's worth noting. Just to show you, just to remind our audience what we're fighting against. Here's a picture, and there's a. She doesn't look very Oriental, but she's got an oversized police hat on, cap on, a big 1970s granny glasses, and then there's a big beefy. Looks like a female, has a bust, and then a grinning, well, I want to look tough cop, also with a policeman's hat on and sunglasses. Okay, here is why people in California appear confused. And the first person, the one with the granny glasses and the police cap hat, is Chief Heather Fong, and she's the first San Francisco police detective, female lesbian chief of police. The beefy, sort of female-looking type is Teresa Sparks. She's a former male. She's president of the San Francisco Police Commission, and she's the CEO of a multimillion-dollar sex toy retailer and is a transgender woman. So I guess, actually, was a man. And on the right, the grinning guy with dark sunglasses who's trying to look tough, Sergeant Stephen Thorne, a former female, is the first transgendered male San Francisco Police Department officer. Their representative in Congress, Nancy Pelosi. Any questions? Now, this is the truly, I won't say effed up, messed up America. Oh, yes, of course, San Francisco, not surprisingly, is a sanctuary city. Now, that's what we're fighting. This is the counterculture, the anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian revolutionaries that have gained a great deal of power. Now, who is going to combat that for us? Who's going to help us take America back? Is it was it Hillary Clinton, or is it Donald Trump? Has he already done some things to help take America back? Well, there's a long list, but I'll give just one. You remember back in November, he spoke at a rally, and he, just as a throwaway line, he said, "And this year, it's Merry Christmas." And the crowd went nuts. And then in his final thank you meeting in Mobile, Alabama, I believe that was on the 17th of December, he came out on stage. He said a couple sentences about it's great to be back in Mobile. We had a great rally here, and you're very, very important. And then he said, "And ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas." And the crowd went wild because he was signaling. He didn't even have to spend a penny. That the days of kowtowing to various freakish minorities that are and practicing inclusion, which ends up excluding ourselves, are past. And these are little things. But when I look at a picture like that, and I see this collection of freaks in power, and I see the sort of work that Donald Trump is doing, yes, I think that we all have the odd issue that we feel he could do a little bit more, or maybe. Maybe a little bit less. I'd like to see him a lot less pro-Israel. But on balance, are we further ahead now or than we were a year ago? You betcha.
Yeah, I like that. You know, you're right. Donald Trump, his genius illustrated in just a moment without any you know, just by the nature of what he did, when he just leans into the microphone and he says, Merry Christmas.
And they went crazy because they knew what he meant. The days of season's greetings or happy Kwanzaa are over. It's a Christian nation, overwhelmingly, actually overwhelmingly white and black are Christian. Why should we kowtow to the freaks?
Yes, and he also had in front of him rows of Christmas trees, chrysanthemums, you know, utterly decked out for Christmas. And he did this. He started taking this along with him to his rallies. It looked like he was Santa. He looked like he was in the Santa display at Macy's. that was great. Now we've got some. So let's get on to some good news here tonight and launch into it. Here, let me see if we have any callers yet. I don't see any yet. So the lines are open at 800-313-9443. It's your chance to talk to the great engineers in Austin, Texas, at the Republican Broadcasting Network. Now, speaking of the weather, good news today. Scott Pruitt was confirmed by the Senate on a vote of 52-46 as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, is this important?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It kind of goes back like at the return of Christmas. Here's the return of sanity in our decisions about our environment. Now, let's look at Scott Pruitt here. Here are some of the nice things he's done. Several sources, including the New York Times and The Independent, have described Scott Pruitt as a climate change denier.
Good! That's common sense.
Scott Pruitt said of global warming that, quote, that debate is far from settled, unquote. And, quote, we don't know the trajectory if it's on an unsustainable course, nor do we know the extent by which the burning of fossil fuels, man's contribution to that, is making any change, unquote. With other state attorneys general, he has sued. Now, here's even more important than what he says. He, as Attorney General of Oklahoma, has sued to fight the EPA's Clean Power Plan and regulations on methane emissions. Now, he sued on a whole lot of things. So let's, he says, in an op-ed, Pruitt wrote, healthy debate is the lifeblood of American democracy, and global warming has inspired one of the major policy debates of our time. That debate is far from settled. Scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to actions of mankind. And now there's some more good stuff here, good indications. Under Scott Pruitt, so that's a name we'll be remembering, Oklahoma sued the EPA on the EPA's regulatory authority over a number of things, as well as pollutants alleged to be responsible for creating regional atmospheric haze. He challenged the manner in which the EPA sued unrelated entities and for what Pruitt termed the agency's, quote, sue and settle practices. Now that rings a bell, doesn't it, Paul?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Sue and settle. In other words, just brute force use of the law as sword and shield sword and shield is the right thing. Using the law as a club, it's a better use, to beat people down. In other words, sick 100 attorneys on somebody, like a company, and basically threaten to put them out of business and then settle for a $100 million settlement. To be dispersed to Barack Obama's or the liberal Democrats' favorite recipients. Oklahoma further sued after the EPA declined to provide extensive records in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And let's see, as a result of Pruitt's criticism of the organization that he is expected to administer. Isn't that refreshing? The Gene Karpinski, the president of the League of Conservation Voters, described the nomination as being, quote, like the fox guarding the hen house. And that's, I love that. Ken Kimmel, president of the Union of Concerned Scientists, has said, Pruitt's record gives us no reason to believe that he will vigorously hold polluters accountable or enforce the law. Everything we do know makes it clear that he can't and won't do the job, unquote. Also, oh, here's more. I love this. 447 former EPA employees penned a joint letter to oppose Pruitt's nomination, arguing that his lawsuits against the EPA, quote, strongly suggest that he does not share the vision or agree with the underlying principles of our environmental laws, unquote. I love this. He married his wife, Marilyn, in 1992. They have two kids, a daughter and a son. He's a Baptist, and they attend church in the Church of the Broken Arrow, where they live. So, very, very exciting, very Trumpian, that Trump has brought somebody who is not one of the boys, not one of the club, not one of the insiders, hasn't been brought up through the organization. And he's going to come in and challenge the nonsense of the EPA.
Yes. And you know, you really wonder how smart we are as people. You know, we were propagandized for 20 years about global warming, although the evidence actually is very, very tenuous. Is the Earth warming or is it actually cooling? From year to year, you can't be sure. But remember, in the early 70s, there was a book out called "The Coming Ice Age." But there, it's not at all clear that the world is warming. The second thing is, now they've kind of retreated to the observation of climate change. Well, that's a no-brainer. The climate's always changing. But the question is there anything we can do about it? And the argument that, well, burning fossil fuels leads to global warming. But, well, what if it's cooling? Regardless of that, we know the world, there was a period of warming in the Middle Ages. That's why the Vikings were able to, sail across the North Atlantic, and we Greenland actually had grass, was green. There's no grass in Greenland today. We know there were sheep on Baffin Island because there's sheep dung. There's no grass on Baffin Island. They couldn't eat. There's nothing for them to eat now. So the world warmed up, then it cooled. Well, when it warmed up, was that because of fossil fuels? There were no jet airplanes. There were no diesel engines, no gasoline-burning cars. Why did it warm up? I think right there.
It was from hairspray. Hairspray.
That's right. All the Vikings were using hairspray. The fact that this pathetic, guilt-ridden, manipulative account could have survived a day is surprising. Part of it is media conformity and the fact that until the internet came along, there was very little opportunity if the establishment decided A was right. Dissident voices would be kept out of the mainstream press, and so there was no debate. And after a while, people don't think too much, they just repeat what they heard, and they heard, oh, the global warming is going to be a big problem, or is a big problem, and it's all our fault. Of course, they love that. So,
yes, we're going to come right back to Paul's thought after this short break, and we'll go to your calls as well.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
Paul, have you got the thread of your narrative still in your mind?
Yes, the account that we are somehow to blame for climate change is absolutely wrong. And the best thinking right now is that climate change is caused by sunspots. That I guess when there's sunspots, an explosion on the sun, when there's a period of considerable sunspot activity, temperature, the climate warms up. When it declines, the climate cools. And we have absolutely no way of doing anything about that. So it should be absolutely a non-issue. You know, it's something that we can talk about. You know, oh, gosh, look at the, it's warm and it's getting warmer and warmer. It's getting colder and colder. But ultimately, it doesn't make any difference. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, and also that's something that's not speculation. This is something that white scientists discovered, in the last century and a half. The existence of ice ages. You know, the humans went for the entirety of their history with no understanding or awareness whatsoever that there was such a thing as an ice age. And we now know that ice ages are regular phenomena. Here on the Trump phenomenon, we're aware of this. And that they involve, let me look at the map of the ice age, the extent of the ice sheets in Paul and my neighborhood in the last ice age maximum, which was around 20,000 years ago or 17,000 years ago. Here I am looking at the ice sheet, and the edge of the ice sheet goes right along the border of New York and Pennsylvania. So Donald Trump and everybody living in New York under, are you ready for this, folks? 2 mile thick ice, 10,000 feet, 2 miles thick. And all of Michigan, all of almost all of Wisconsin, all of Minnesota, except a little tiny tip, all of North Dakota. So I'm under 2 miles of ice. Paul is under 2 miles of ice. George, you're okay there in Maryland.
That isn't true. I mean, the Chesapeake Bay was a glacial event.
So. Oh, that's true. When the ice let loose, that's true. Chesapeake Bay was created and washed out, as was the St. Lawrence, as was the Snake River, the Columbia River, as were all of the Great Lakes. So this, the idea that that's a major change in the climate. And also the other salient fact is that we're way overdue for the next ice age. There's a regularity to these ice ages, and we are quite overdue right now for the onset of the next ice age. And how cold does it get in an ice age? It gets really cold. And so we white folks, we Europeans, this is something we might want to think about. If all of Northern Europe is under 2 miles of ice, it's not a frost, it's not a 2 foot thick snow, it's 2 miles of ice. It's as hard and dense as metal. And the we're looking at Canada, Paul. Let me just see if there's any part of Canada that's exempt. No. Not one inch of Canada is exempt. It goes all the way down through, to Vancouver Island is under ice. And all of B.C. There's a little tiny dot in Alberta. Little tiny dot there that didn't get ice on it. But what is the global warming scam? This thing that's been launched by the establishment. What it is, it's a control mechanism, folks. It's a way to hornswoggle you into thinking, first of all, to guilt trip you into thinking you're doing something bad. Every time you exert any energy, you drive your car, you turn on your air conditioner, you're doing something bad, and it's a way to control energy, to control you, to control your behavior. So exactly what it is. We got a little break here, and we'll go to Jeff in Chicago right after that break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey, I'm going to break right in. This is Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Let's go right to President Trump. This is now a tradition on Friday. Starting on January 28th, the first Friday of his presidency, after the inauguration, the Friday before, Donald Trump put out his first weekly address. And we're all crossing our fingers hoping, wow, I hope this becomes a fireside chat that reappears every Friday. Well, it has. We got the fourth one today. They're generally, as is today's, 3.5 minutes long. Let's listen in. Here he is today, our president. It's coming right up.
My fellow Americans, we have taken major steps during the first few weeks of my administration to remove wasteful regulations and get our people back to work. I've been saying I was going to do that for a long time. This week, I signed two pieces of legislation to remove burdens on our economy, continue to keep my promises to the American people, and so much more. I signed House Joint Resolution 38, which eliminates an anti-coal regulation put forward by unelected bureaucrats. Our coal miners have been treated horribly, and we are going to turn that around, and we're going to turn it around quickly. We are going to fight for lower energy prices for all Americans as part of the deal. That's why I also signed a resolution to eliminate a costly regulation Dodd-Frank imposed on American energy companies. By stopping this regulation, we are able to save American companies and workers millions and millions of dollars in job-killing compliance costs. But to truly succeed as a country, we must realize the full potential of women in our economy. That is why I was thrilled to host the White House's Women's Business Leaders Roundtable. Very exciting, great women. As president, I am committed to ensuring that women entrepreneurs have equal access to the capital, markets, and networks of support that they need, and I mean really need, and it's going to happen. This is a priority for my administration. I campaigned on helping women in the workforce, and we are going to deliver on that promise, believe me. In fact, as part of my first official meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, this week we announced the creation of the Joint United States-Canada Council for Advancement of Women Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. Actually, very exciting. The United States also reaffirmed our unbreakable bond this week with our cherished ally, Israel. It was an honor to welcome my friend, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to the White House. I affirm to the Prime Minister America's commitment to working with Israel and our allies and partners toward greater security and stability. The threat of terrorism, and believe me, it is a threat, must be confronted and defeated, and we will defeat it. We share with Israel a deep conviction that we must protect all innocent human life. So as you head into President's Day weekend, the American people should know that we are working tirelessly on your behalf. We are not here for the benefit of bureaucrats, consultants, or pundits. We are here to work for you and only for you, the American people. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
And there you have it. Succinct and a thumbnail sketch of what he did this week and full of elocutions that he is going to make famous. It's going to happen, I mean really, and believe me, and we will. These are phrases that...
James, he had something in his speech, and I will yield to Jeff in a minute here. He dropped the Dodd-Frank bill discussion, and I hope we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, but my take on the whole Dodd-Frank was 2008, 2009, after the damage was done, and after, long after banking sanity had been thrown out the window, we had this guaranteed crash in the market, followed by zero and near zero interest rates, which have been wonderful and wiped out all our jobs and brought us the derivatives catastrophe, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the Obama guys go, well, we put in Dodd-Frank, and that's going to separate and make sure that banks do the right thing, and they separate, regular banking from investment, et cetera. My take is that, anything put in by Mr. Dodd and Mr. Frank is going to be garbage. And I think it's a giant smokescreen. Dodd-Frank did nothing, accomplished nothing, and everything has been just the way it was starting in about 2005 with this monetary catastrophe that we have on top of everything else. So I invite William in Montana, if you're out there, brilliant people on RBN, tell me what you think about Dodd-Frank, because I think it's a smelly turd.
And, pardon me for a second here. I had to just step away for half a second. Paul's country of Canada is going to be hugely helped by something that Trump was talking about vis-a-vis Dodd-Frank, which is freeing up our energy and production of energy. Canada is one of the great energy treasure houses of the world. And all of this nonsense about, scrubbers on this and scrubbers on that and catalytic converters on this and, the cost, the Industrial Revolution, the thing that sprang us out of the Middle Ages, the Industrial Revolution, is about utilizing energy, coal and oil and gas. And it's about, James Watt's steam engine and everything that came out of that. It's about not using oxen and men's backs to do all the work. Well, you know, we've marched, the liberals, the leftists are marching us into a new dark ages of, we get to do basket weaving in our teepee. And yeah. Donald Trump is going to, the great coal resources of Canada. When Donald Trump says, yes, get those trains rolling with that Canadian coal and that Canadian shale oil and those great resources of uranium. I think Canada is one of the great uranium producers, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Trump has now promised to give, I believe he has given approval for a pipeline that's going to be incredibly important for us, the pipeline that will go through, I believe, through the Dakotas down to the refineries on the Texas Gulf.
Goes right through my front yard and under my garage.
Yeah.
No, it does go right through North Dakota. And quite harmlessly so. All of this big to-do made about the horrors of a pipeline. Boy, if you want to see something boring that doesn't do anything to anybody.
That's the Keystone Pipeline.
Pull up a lawn chair and watch a pipeline. There's not a lot of stuff happening around a pipeline, and a lot of the pipelines aren't even above ground, so if you're not even going to see anything or hear anything. And I know I have family members who are welders, and I'll tell you what, those pipelines, the welding on those pipelines, these are wonders of engineering. And anyway, we're going to get those pipelines going again and get the energy moving again, and this is going to make millions of jobs. And of course, in the balance of trade, where we're like almost $1 trillion a year on the wrong end of the stick in our balance of trade, America and Canada are great energy exporters, great energy producers. So we, this plays to our strong suit. Well, let us go to Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, are you with us?
Yes, gentlemen, my fellow travelers, with the confirmation of Secretary Pruitt, the global warming climate change scam is now finished, at least with the EPA. He will gut it, and that will be a snowball effect, which has already been in the works. People realize it's been a scam. And Paul brought up something in the last half hour.
Jeff, you know, you realize it's a scam, and you know this sophisticated audience of this show realize it's a scam. But you know, I think about it. You know, I hear what my 11-year-old says coming home from middle school, and the hogswill that the kids are getting, global warming to them is something they get a dose of every day, or frequently, and so. This is going to be wonderful for them to see the official top guy, the head of the EPA, saying, no, it's okay to mine coal. It's okay to burn natural gas. And, we're going to be all right, boys and girls, because these kids are being frightened into thinking that the Industrial Revolution and modern Western civilization are somehow bad.
And, hey, hey, ho, ho, Western Civ has got to go. Remember Jesse Jackson telling us that?
Yeah. But Paul mentioned something in the last half hour about global cooling.
Oh, and but you're right. Jeff, Jeff, you're right about Scott Pruitt. Now, go ahead. Your mic's yours.
Well, I read a story in a science website a week or two ago, and he said the scientist made the point that we got a little emergency going on outside, that...
You got any warrants? Jeff, you got any warrants?
No. Not me. That, these hysterics, these chicken little hysterics keep saying about the sea levels rising. And the fellow made the point, he said, well, if there was global warming going on, the sea levels would be dropping because of the increased temperature in the atmosphere would evaporate the water, the surface water of the oceans. He said what we're going through is global cooling now. If the ocean, if the sea levels are rising, however small
Jeff,
it is.
Pardon me for interrupting you again. I do that so much. I apologize to everybody for doing that. You've hit upon the big point, and I knew I had to mention this, and I neglected. In the websites that I'm reading on the global warming scam, here's what's going on. There's apparently about $33 billion in grant money that's always hanging out over these academics who call themselves climate scientists.
Yep.
And that $33 billion, and I may be misremembering the number, it may be quite a bit more, of grant money only goes to people whose quote-unquote research comes to the conclusion that we need a government solution and restrictions on private activity because global warming is going to wipe out the planet.
Right. If you're on their side, you'll get some money, okay?
33, but not just some money.
That's a big
scores of billions of dollars. Yeah. On the other hand, for the honest scientist who is like a Galileo or a Newton, who or an engineer like a Thomas Edison, who just wants to get the truth and the facts, ain't no money. There's no money in coming to the conclusion that we're okay.
Right.
That conclusion will not get you a grant. And so here's the deal: the system is completely. What's the operative word? It's corrupt. It's complete. This is not real science.
Rigged.
It's rigged. It's totally rigged. Now, Scott Pruitt knows that, and he's going to demonstrate that. Now, when we get down into the fine grain of the details, you know, we'll find those excellent scientists who are real men of science and real engineers, and they will, their voices will once again be heard. But what Scott Pruitt will clear away, he'll clear away this corruption. This a massive amount of money that's available for every university department, every wannabe global warming scientist. You remember there were a few years ago, George, your memory on this is better than mine, but there was this scam where they uncovered some emails. There was a leak of the emails going back
East
and
Anglia.
Forth.
East Anglia.
Yeah, they were openly saying, hey, we've got to doctor these numbers. This isn't good enough, and so on, et cetera.
Even more lately, a couple of weeks ago, a story came out that two whistleblowers said that they doctored the so-called evidence for this Paris climate change thing back two or three years ago, that they were doctored to throw the decision on the whatever consensus came out of Paris climate change under Obama. That was a fraud. It was a fraud. And it didn't get much play in the mainstream.
Now, those honest and great scientists and engineers who are out there, they will now be able to get into the office of Scott Pruitt and sit down with Scott Pruitt. And from that, from their brains, Scott Pruitt himself is not a climate scientist. He's like the rest of us. He's a layman. But these great minds now can get in the front door with Scott Pruitt and get some traction. And we're going to see exciting stuff coming out of this, Jeff.
You mentioned also why they were doing this scam. It comes down to the Marxist neo-communists want to initiate a global taxing scheme, a revenue stream for them and their cronies that would tax everything, you know, oil, you know, all the fossil fuel stuff, and the average American, you know, you drive, you got to pay. So much a mile to drive your car on the interstate. Taxing scheme. It's all about giving a bunch of jobs to a bunch of losers who've got liberal arts degrees in gender studies or women's studies in the real sector.
Right. It's also exactly what George Orwell described in 1984. This what the left does, and Paul, you're an expert on this. They want to stampede people, frighten people, create a false crisis. And in 1984, Orwell signified this by the constant battle, the constant war that actually wasn't even going on, but the public was shown battle scenes from the front line of the battle against Emmanuel Goldstein, and go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's to frighten people, stampede them into drastic measures, emergency action that must be taken, and the result, of course, is dictatorship.
Well, you know, according to Al Gore, in 2000 or something, we should be underwater now. He said, all the ice caps are going to be melted by, 2015 and blah, 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 blah. Well, hey, Al, what happened, buddy? I don't think it worked out the way you predicted it. And you're right. It's a scare tactic. It's Chicken Littles. They're Chicken Littles. Sky's falling.
Yes. Anyway. Jeff, thank you very much. Thank you, my friend.
Good night.
We'll be back with more calls and more commentary right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We sure do need it the worst.
Let the rest of the world.
We got one more segment here with you folks. And I'm just going to try to cram a little. George, can I give you a rain check for Sunday to carry on?
Yeah. I'll bring it up on the Sunday show.
Okay, let me. I'm just going to rush through things, and I got to give a rain check to Tripp and Valley Forge also, because I want to rush through this, folks. Some great tweets from our president. Donald Trump saying, looking forward to the Florida rally tomorrow at Melbourne on the Cape Canaveral coast there. Big crowd expected, he says. Then he says, I love this, get this. He says, the fake news media failing New York Times, failing NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN, leaves Fox out, is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people. And then he says, one of the most effective press conferences, this is where he roasted him yesterday, conferences I've ever seen, says Rush Limbaugh. Many agree, yet fake media calls it differently, dishonest. Then he says, General Keith Kellogg, who I have known for a long time, is very much in play for a national security advisor, as are three others. So he's the acting national security advisor. He may not be the final pick.
And people are lining up for that job.
Yes, they are. And then he says, I'm going to Charleston. This is going to Charleston, South Carolina, and just in order to spend time with Boeing and talk jobs and look forward to it. Then he says, the Democrats had to come up with a story as to why they lost the election and so badly. So they made up a story, Russia, fake news. He says fake news media, which makes up stories and sources, is far more effective than the discredited Democrats, but they are fading fast. And then he says another news item, the spotlight has finally been put on the low-life leakers. They will be caught. Leaking and even illegal classified leaking has been a big problem in Washington for years. The failing New York Times and others must apologize. And then here's another one. Stock market hits new high with longest winning streak in decades. Great level of confidence and optimism even before tax plan rollout. So all good, positive, encouraging tweets leading up to tomorrow's rally in Melbourne. I'm really relishing that Cape Canaveral rally or Melbourne.
We should watch it on C-SPAN because at least there won't be interruptions.
Yes. And Paul, we only got in a little bit of the Canadian front here tonight, but I'm very glad that Donald Trump had such a successful meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week.
Yeah, that was very good. There was one thing I wanted to share, double standard. I'm Rex Tillerson. I own $240 million worth of ExxonMobil stock. Everyone is demanding that I divest my stake in this company in order to serve as Secretary of State to Donald Trump.
Paul, go ahead and round out the sentence here, Paul.
And she was worth $750 million. That's his wife. No one better than I when he was made Secretary of State. The double standard.
Oh. Yes, it is. Absolutely, Paul. Liberalism, hypocrisy is thy middle name.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see you Sunday.
See you Sunday, folks. Thanks.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.